What up, what up, what up, everybody? I'm the Mademoiselle, and you are currently rocking with the Mad Cast. Make sure you guys get your tea, get your snacks, get everything you need, because you're going to get your opinions rocked. Of course, before you leave, make sure you leave a review down below, and be sure to stay connected on all my social medias at the Mel, TheMlle, and be sure to check out all my other social media channels. Especially on YouTube. I hope you enjoy the episode.
We're going to be talking about the dangers of dating older men. Now, if you guys have not watched my video about why your daughters chase older men or something like that, I did that video a little while ago. I'm going to link it down below. That is more so outlining why girls go after older guys or why older guys are attracted to younger girls. You guys actually thoroughly enjoyed that. It was a pretty interesting video to make because it made me realize like a lot of different things that, you know, I had going on as a teen or like teen girls had going on at that age, like a lot of my friends and stuff like that. But we're not going to really be talking about that today. We're mainly going to be talking about what comes with dating older men for those of you guys who clearly didn't listen to that video or did not see that video, or don't listen to your parents, don't listen to your sisters, don't listen to your guy friends, don't listen to anybody. So hopefully you listen to me. If you are in an age gap relationship, like a very serious age gap relationship, and you do not exhibit anything that I mentioned, it don't apply. Okay? This does not pertain to you. If it don't apply, let it fly. I'm mainly talking to those that are in relationships that are manipulative, that are dangerous, and that are detrimental to them. If you know you're in a loving relationship where every party is amazing, is healthy, is definitely striving, and there's no issues, you should not be offended by anything I'm saying right now. If any bit of information right now is bothering you, that says more about you and your significant other than me. This is for those that literally are in danger of being manipulated by someone that is legitimately dangerous. So please, just disregard if it's not you, and you know, have a great relationship. Next case. So, first things first, watch that video. Thank you very much. When it comes to dating older men, understand they're bums too. Okay, don't think that just because a man is older that he's going to be a provider, he's going to be more mature, and he's going to have his life together. Whoever told you that is a liar. Sometimes that is the case, but that's not always the case. A lot of these men are men children, and this is because a lot of their mothers baby them, and a lot of them have not been held accountable ever, and a lot of them do not have fathers because a lot of their fathers were the same way. So do not think that just because he's 1, 2, 3, 12, 55 years older than you, he's going to be more mature, he's going to take care of you, and he's just going to be a better man than the boys that are only like 1 to 2, 3 years, 4, 5, 6 years older than you. I guarantee you, you might just end up being disappointed, especially with these new age men out here. I see there's way too many people out here, especially these dating advice people or whatever, that are out here like pushing this advice. And they're like, oh, date older men. And I'm just like, why are y'all telling people this? It's so strange. I don't know what's worse. People telling people not to date Black people, people telling people not to date Hispanic people, people telling people not to date younger people, not to date older people. Why are people so interested in this type of rhetoric? Like, why would you sit here and tell young girls to date old men? It's giving me P vibes. Y'all know the P word. It's giving me P vibes. That's disgusting. It's absolutely disturbing. Watch out for these men. There's absolutely no reason for a 35-year-old to want to date an 18-year-old. And that brings me to my next point. You have absolutely nothing in common. And because you have nothing in common, why do you think he wants to date you? Please comment down below. What do you think? Give it a guess. I really want to know. If you're really considering dating a man that's considerably older than you, right? I'm talking about a gap of like 7 years or older. Yes, like, 7 years or older. And I'm talking about like an 18-year-old and like, I can't even count y'all, like a 28, 27, like somewhere like considerably older where everybody's side-eyeing you that you're trying to talk to this dude. Or the other way around, okay? You're a 19-year-old boy and you a 35-year-old woman trying to get with you. Why do you think they're trying to get with you? And don't say because you're cute. There's plenty of cute men, plenty of cute women that person's age. Why do you think they want to be with you. When it comes to older people, they have this thing where they try to make you feel special. They try to make you feel like you're the only one. They try to make you feel like there's nobody, okay? They don't want no other body, okay? Bullshit. They just want somebody to manipulate. That's what it is. They just want to manipulate you. They want someone that's not going to see that they're bums. They need to get their life together. They want someone that's going to worship them. They want someone that's going to see them as an elder. That's literally what it is. They want someone that when they're in a relationship with them, they can have the upper hand. Because at the end of the day, when you're younger and that person is significantly older than you, you're never going to be equal. That's just what it is. Whether you're 19 and they're 38, or you're 25 and they're 46, or you're 46 and they're 88. You're never going to have an equal balance of power because that person is significantly older than you. That person's always going to look at you like, I'm older, I know better, I've been here longer, I have 10 times more experience than you. So in any type of disagreement and any type of problem, I'm always going to be right. It's very rare that you're ever going to find someone that doesn't feel that way in a situation or any type of conflict in a relationship, especially when they're significantly older than you. But when you're in that type of predicament, that is what's going to happen. And when you're in a type of situation, especially when you're like 18, 19, before you're 25, it's 10 times worse. I feel like when you're like over the age of 30 and you try to be with someone that's significantly older, you're not going to be susceptible to some type of problem like that because it's like you already kind of know who you are. You should be more established. But I mean, some people, they miss the mark, right? But when you're like literally trying to go after someone that's in their 20s and you're like in your 40s or something, like, come on now. And it's sad because that's a lesson that you're probably never going to learn until it's way too late. Because those people, they take you, they chew you up, and they wash you straight out. And it's so sad that a lot of people, some people never even get out of it. Like, I've seen people literally get married to these people and die with these people. And they die brainwashed. Okay, just completely brainwashed. And what's even worse is I've seen people have kids with these people and they end up marrying their kids off to like significantly older people. And it's like, bro, who said that this was okay? It's just nasty. And the fact that some people are trying to normalize this, it's even worse. Ironically enough, my next point is they actually do lie about their age. You guys probably, what? Yes. A lot of older people are very insecure about their age. That's clearly why they're going after younger people. So a lot of them will sit there and lie. And I know because that happened to me. Back when I was single, this was a minute ago. Like, this is when I lived in my first apartment that I had to basically, like, go to. Like, I wasn't even, it wasn't planned. It was one of those things where it kind of, like, fell into my lap type things, right? So that's how I know it was a long time ago. I don't remember how I met him. I was actually trying to think about this the other day. I was like, yo, how did I meet this dude? But long story short, I met him. I had to be, like, 22. This had to be, like, it wasn't fresh off my breakup. Clearly, I was out of college. So I graduated college at 22. So I had to be 23 then. You know, I was chilling, you know, minding my business. I met the dude or whatever. And he was just bothering me. I'm a very clear and forward person. I told this dude, I don't want to be bothered. Like, you need to cut it, okay? And he just kept bothering me, right? And eventually, I was talking to him, gave him my number so he can leave me alone. We started talking on the phone, and he was like, oh, I want to take you to a bal. If you guys are not aware, a bal is a live Haitian concert. They have a Haitian band there. It's a really amazing experience, and I'm a sucker for good music. Two things I was a sucker for back in the day when I was single. Good music, good food. You pay for that, you had me. And that's what put me in all my problem back then. Don't be stupid. Don't be vana. You always be like, oh my God, I want to be just like you. Don't be like that. Don't be stupid like that. This man told me he was 30. First of all, 8 years. That's a big ass gap. Now, some people are probably like, oh, that's not that bad. 22 and a 30-year-old. What the fuck does a 22-year-old and a 30-year-old have in common? We graduated college. What else? Anyway, so we go to the bar, and he's just doing too much. He's practically dragging me around like a goddamn doll. And that's the thing. I don't like being pressured to do things. I don't like being pulled around to do things. And I'm the type of person where you will not tell me to do anything that I don't want to do. And when it comes to dating older people, that's what they expect. When you're dating someone that's older, why they go after younger people is because they want someone they can mold. They want a malleable person. They want someone that when they say go, you go. They don't want somebody that's gonna say no. That's the last thing they want. And that's what y'all don't understand. You smell desperate, you smell weak, and you most likely smell like you do anything for anybody's attention. And at the time, that was me. I was single, didn't want to be single anymore, and I was just like, you know what? I don't want him, but I need a boyfriend. At that time, that's where I was. And I was giving anybody a chance at the time. I hope I never get to that point again. I love my man so much. Please, let's get there. Manifestation. Manifestation. when you do get to a point where you really will date anybody, or you will get anyone a chance, you will give anyone your number, you will go on any date, you smell like it, especially to men. This is why if you're out with a bunch of your friends and you're the only one that's getting approached, you might think, oh, it's because I'm the prettiest one. No, you smell like desperation. I go to the bottle with the dude, he dragging me around. That's what I didn't smell like. You're not about to drag me around. Now, when I found out he was 30, I was a little put off. I was a lot of put off. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to give him a chance. I never tried a little older guy. Actually, I did a long time ago. Like, in my high school days. As I told you guys in my other video. But this was like years later. So I was like, you know, trying an older guy in my newer days. So I was like, okay. So he's dragging me around. He's trying to do the most. He's trying to guya with me. Now, if you guys are not aware, there's compa and there's compa guyat. Now, compa is more of the two-step. You know, compa, la 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 la. Guyat is the body to body. That's guyat, right? And he's trying to do the with me. And I'm just like, this is him. And I'm like, I saw a lot of people that I knew from my neighborhood at this bar, and we were considerably far. We had to be like a good maybe 12 miles away. I thought we was a good distance away because Haitians don't usually come to this part. Other, what the fuck? I thought there was going to be other types of Haitians here, but it's my Haitians here. And he had like that face that was older. He looked a little older, so I should have questioned his age, right? People looking at me, running away from him on the dance floor. It was just too much. It was really, really annoying. And then he started to get like a little upset, and I'm just like, I don't know, something about him was just off. And I think it's because I peeped that he was lying. I just don't feel comfortable. Like, oh, why don't you feel comfortable? I was like, I just don't feel comfortable. And plus, I clearly don't want to guye, so stop guying with me. And stop trying to press yourself on me. Like, I don't like that. And that's the thing. They will try to pressure you to do things that you're not comfortable with. Okay, they will try to tell you that you're crazy or that you shouldn't be uncomfortable with shit that clearly you have a right to be uncomfortable with, right? End of the night, we in the car, we're just chilling, we're talking. And when he's trying to ask me questions about myself before we pull off or whatever, yeah, like 20 cars, okay, like in that parking lot. But like the way it was set up, first of all, that's a fire hazard. You can't leave that parking lot unless certain cars go. It was like a stupid ass Tetris shit. Like, it was like one car gotta go for another car to go for another car to go, and I think there was snow on the ground, so it was like it was a mess. So we had to wait like a good 20 or 30 minutes before we left anyway. So we sit in the car, and he's like, oh, why didn't you want to dance with me? You didn't want to dance with me, you didn't want to get close. And I'm like, because I didn't want to. I didn't feel comfortable. He's in my face. Oh, why not? I'm like, because I want to. Oh, why not? I'm like, I don't want to. Oh, good, why not? I'm just like, I wasn't comfortable. He just kept pressing me on that. And then eventually we started talking about what I do. I saw what I do, which I don't remember what I did. Oh, I think I worked in New York at the time. But whatever. Start talking about that. And then he tells me he's a nurse. He's an RN. Whatever. He had a good job. He had a house. Then he starts talking about somehow he divorced. Like, divorced at 30. Listen, Haitians be getting married by the time they 12. Let me stop. No, Haitian men, I swear to God, they be telling you they love you by the time the fuck they meet you. And next thing you know, you got a kid by 16. And then you probably divorced by 30. I actually wouldn't be shocked. But we live in America. This ain't Haiti. I was like, huh, so you got a kid. He's like, yeah. I was like, how old? He said 9. And you're 30. He was like, yeah. I was like, and you're divorced. He's like, yeah. I was like, I was trying to connect the dots. I was like, were you married to the baby mother? He was like, yeah. I'm like, before she had the kid? He was like, yeah. I was like, okay, it's possible that they were married at like 21-ish. But then he was telling me they got divorced like 5 years ago. So I was like, okay, you got divorced, you know, when the kid was like 4 or 5. Like, okay, I was like, it's possible. It was just weird to me. I was like, why do I feel like this man lying to me? Like, the whole time, I felt it. He's lying. I don't know what he's lying about, but he's lying. We go to his house, we're chilling. I kid you not, I stood my ass closest to the door. I saw the nearest exit. I saw the nearest second exit. I peeped where I was. I saw the road. I saw his car. I saw the neighbor's house. I was not fucking playing. Because first of all, I didn't even care to go there. But then he kept like, oh, let's go there. You're not doing anything at home. You don't have work tomorrow. I should have fucking told him that. You should come to my house. Whatever, go to the house. I'm seeing pictures of a kid that looks 13, not no damn 9. And I'm seeing like things where I'm just like, this stuff, he can't be no fucking 30. Like, shit. So I start probing his brain, and I forgot what it was I asked him, but long story short, he ended up telling me he's really 41. I might have passed out. I want to call my daddy to whoop his ass. I said, you what? Oh, I'm so happy I didn't even kiss this man. Let me hippity hoppity out of this bitch. I was trying to find the nearest exit. I was already near the nearest exit. I have no business with no 40-year-old. Y'all got me fucked up. Oh, no, Sherry, no, baby. Oh, you could come to the bed. No, it's okay. Y'all watching this thing. You know what's funny? If any of my friends are watching this right now, they're like, bitch, when did this happen? Because I didn't tell nobody. This happens when you do anything for a meal in a concert. I was done with this man after that. I was like, take me home. What is he fucking about? Come through the room. He's like, oh, nah, it's okay. No, I didn't want to tell you my age. I said, why? Oh, because I knew you was going to want to talk to me. I was like, you're damn right. No, but it's okay. No, it's not. Can you stop talking? Take me home, nigga. Jersey Club style. Covert, bitch. What are you talking about? One thing I hate is a lie. I swear to you, you lie to me and I catch you, there'll be nothing between us. I do not care. Finally took me home. Never talked to him again. And then after that, he tried to check in on me on Facebook, like, I don't know, a year or so? He did actually hit me up on Facebook a year or so ago. And then he got mad because I didn't give a fuck to talk to him. I was like, I have a boyfriend now, like, leave me alone. And he got mad and he blocked me. I'm like, the fuck you blocking me for? I should block you. You're an imposter. You're a catfish. How dare you be mad at me, eh, motherfucker? So, moral of the story is, they do lie. They will try to pressure you into doing things just because you're younger. That is the whole point of them dating younger people. They will get you in crazy ass situations, because imagine if I didn't put my foot down. Imagine if I would have went to that damn bed anyway. I would have ended up in some crazy ass shit. That would have been very, very scary. I don't play that shit with nobody. I keep pepper spray on my keys. I keep a little knife thing. That's not a knife thing, but it's a knife thing. It's strong. So it's like, if you're that type of person that has no backbone, if you do not like confrontation, if you do not have a voice of your own, you will be manipulated by one of these older people that likes younger people. That is a very big red flag. There's nothing that a 40-year-old wants with a 20-year-old but to manipulate, control, deceive, and betray them in the end. That's what they're gonna do in the end. Because anyone that's trying to use someone is trying to betray them. These are the two more dangerous things. And this is more so people that end up in situations where they're with people that are older but have records, older but do drugs, older but are like in the system, stuff like that. They will get with younger people just so that when they get into illegal situations, they can take the fall for them. I have known people that have done this and I cut them off as soon as I noticed that this is what they do to people. I've known people that have been victim to this type of shit. If you already know damn well you like freaking 24 and now you have a fucking 38-year-old boyfriend who's constantly in and out of jail, who's doing drugs, eating ramen noodles all day and night, don't know how to make his own bed, barely washes ass, barely brushes teeth, and you don't think that he just gonna want to use you for the next time they find crack cocaine in his car? Please use your common sense, use your discretion, because at this point I cannot. Okay, when you're younger and with a record that's clean, especially if you're under the age of 18, right? Those people right there, y'all creme de la creme for these criminals, okay? They want you to have the car. They want you to drive them around, because if they get caught, they could say, baby, take the charge. Baby, just say it's yours. Your record's clean. I'm on parole. Y'all think that shit just TV? It's not. You know how many people I know in jail because they took a charge for a boyfriend or a girlfriend? I had to take the charge. She would have got 12 years. Who the fuck? It's her shit. She shouldn't have freaking heroin on her. What are you talking about? Oh my God. Do not be sitting here making permanent decisions for temporary people who do not have your best interests at heart. My last and final danger is they will use your trauma against you. And this has a lot to do with trauma bonding, which I'm going to do a dedicated video on. They will find what it is that you lack. First of all, if you are even considering dating someone that is way older than you, you most likely have a mommy or a daddy issue, because that is probably the only reason that you find this person any bit attractive in any way. They're going to find that and weave their way into that void that you are trying to find. And then they're going to twist that shit and use it for their own personal advantage. You're only acting like that because you never had a mom. Maybe you need to put your damn big boy pants on and act like a fucking man. Well, maybe if you had so many fucking daddy issues, you would stop being such a fucking whore. Now, does that sound familiar? That could come from anyone. For the most part, for someone that you think is older than you and should act better because they're more mature, it's more than likely going to come from someone that you know damn well is way older than you and should not be saying anything like that to you. Be very, very, very careful when it comes to that. They are the main types of people that will sit there and use your trauma against you. Use your lack of inner child, use your mental illness, use anything that you may be trying to develop to be a better person against you, because they know once you develop that inner child, once you gain some confidence, Shit, once you gain some bass in your voice, you won't leave. You're gonna understand, what the fuck am I doing here? Why am I with this person? This is not okay. This is not right. I am better than this. And you're gonna leave. That's genuinely what it is. And they don't want you to do that. So understand, you are better than being with some person that is twice your age that's probably trying to manipulate you. Maybe you're thinking, I could manipulate them first. But you're probably gonna be hurting yourself in the end. And even if you probably don't, you're probably gonna be hurting them if you're thinking you're gonna hurt them first. So that's just not okay.
Are you pissed off yet? Of course not. Thank you guys so much for listening to the entire episode. If you guys really want to connect, make sure you guys stalk me on social media. Again, all of my handles are at TheMelle, TheMelle. Make sure you guys go and you subscribe to the Patreon for extra support. Same handle, by the way. And I do exclusive uploads on there. And make sure you guys go and you subscribe to all my YouTube channels. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on any future episodes.